My painting, this painting is about, it's based on the poem by Samuel Taylor Coleridge, and it tells a story. The story deals with various different themes. It's about man's inhumanity to animals and abuse of nature and environment. It's about the callous, brutal murder of a benefactor. The albatross is being the good luck bird. In Maori, it's a sacred bird. The poem is all about loneliness. It deals with depression, forgiveness, and retribution. Nature's vengeance. Nature will extract retribution. And a lot more and deeper. The curse. You know, the ship is cursed after the murder of the bird. This can be seen on YouTube. The best version I recommend is the Richard Burton rendition. Also, the Orson Welles version. Anyway, back to the poem about the mariner stops one of three people going to a wedding, and he stops one of them, and this person is annoyed at being stopped. So he's, and I quote, "It is an ancient mariner, and he stoppeth one of three by thy long grey beard and glittering eye. Wherefore stoppeth thou me? The bridegroom's door is open wide, and I am the next of kin. The guests are met, the feast is set, you may hear the merry din." Back to the mariner. He holds him with his skinny hand. "There was a ship," quoth he. "Hold off, unhand me, greybeard loon." If soon his hand dropped he. He holds him with his glittering eye. The wedding guest stood still and listens like a 3 years child. The mariner hath his will. That's the beginning of the poem. As we go on, it's all about a ship leaving northern country. Must be England. Leaving over the equator, and he meets up with the sea storm and all the rough weather you have in the sea, and finally it gets to the Antarctica, where it gets landlocked in ice. And Coleridge has some vivid descriptions of the wind blast and so on. "Ship moving on, loud roared the blast, and southward aye we fled. And then soon there came both mist and snow. It grew wondrous cold, and ice mast high came floating by as green as emerald." And then it goes on. It says, and it describes quite vividly the ice, icebergs and so on. But the ship does get landlocked in ice. The part of the poem goes, "Ice was here and ice was there, and ice was all around. It cracked and growled and roared and howled like noises in a swound. At length did come an albatross. Thorough of the sea it came, thorough of the fog it came. As if it were a Christian soul, we hailed in God's name." They welcomed the bird. Further down the track, they have a change of mind. This fellow, with his human impulse, takes his crossbow and shoots the bird down. He shoots the bird down, thinking it's, why is it following us? Why is it perched up there? Why? He gets his crossbow and he shoots the bird down. Thereafter, the ship is cursed. The curse is a very strong theme, one of the strong themes of the poem. The ship is cursed. It goes from there. But the good luck bird comes down. When the bird comes down, before it's shot, it comes down. At length it come an albatross. Thorough of the fog it came. As if it were a Christian soul, we hailed it in God's name. It ate the food it never had ate, and round it flew. The ice did split with a thunder fit. The helmsman steered us through. So the ice splits, and the ship is able to get out. So the good luck bird. So, as I said, the good luck bird has been shot down through this stupid human impulse. And further down the track, it goes, the ship goes from Antarctica on towards the Pacific Ocean. When it reaches the ocean, the sails drop down, it grows very still. You see, we were the first ever to burst into that silent sea. And then it talks about down dropped the breeze, the sails dropped down. It was sad as sad could be. We did speak only to break the silence of the sea. Day after day, we struck no breath, no motion. Day after day, we struck no breath, no motion. As idle as a painted ship upon a painted ocean. Water, water everywhere, and all the boards did shrink. Water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink. The very deep did rot. Oh Christ, that ever this should be. Yea, slimy things did crawl with legs upon the slimy sea. See, mariners, at first, he abhors these sea, slimy sea creatures, coiling and swimming around. So, further, the ship is cursed, but later on, this he goes on to suffer in different ways. The crew holds him responsible for the bad weather, and then the crew sort of turns around and says, oh, it was good that he shot the bird. They're very fickle. Talks about the ocean, the breeze blowing the ship through, but no sweet. It says, and the sun now rose upon the right. This time it's coming from the east. The sun now came, rose upon the right. Out of the sea came he, and on the left, and still hidden mist, and on the left went down into the sea. And I had done this a hellish thing. It would work them woe. For all averred I'd shot the bird that made the breeze to blow. Ah, wretch, said they, the bird to slay that make the breeze to blow. Nor dim nor red, like God's own head, the glorious sun uprist. Now all averred that I'd kill the bird that brought the fog and mist. They did a turn around. 'Twas right, said they, to such birds to slay that brings the fog and mist. So now they say he's right in doing so. So they issue the blame. The ship is cursed, and the curse is on them too. Anyway, later on, it goes on to bring in some Gothic images and experiences. It talks about the men. First of all, talking about the curse. One after one, by the star dogged moon, each turned his head, one after one, by the star dogged moon. No time to groan or sigh. Each turned his head with a ghastly pang and cursed me with his eye. Can you picture a dead body with a glazed eye? I've seen that, so he's got a very vivid picture. Four times fifty, and I heard no sigh, no groan. With a heavy thump, a lifeless lump, they dropped down one by one. Their souls from their bodies fly. They fled to bliss or woe. Each soul is passed me by like the whiz from my crossbow. In mast or shroud, on mist or cloud, it perched for vespers nine. Well, all the night through fog's smoke white, glimmered the white moonshine. And then the mariner gets distressed. God save the ancient mariner. Why look'st thou so? With my crossbow, I shot the albatross. I shot the albatross. Show the blood.